Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I also want to give a shout out to Beachwood 100. Last night, for the last couple of years, Tom, I've been able to do this event, and it's just, it's really cool. There's a group, it's a business group in Beachwood that they give back to first responders in Beachwood.
Love it.
Fire and police. And what they do is, and you know, it's, I would say most of the people that work there don't live in Beachwood. In fact, I think over the last, I'm trying to think how many years I've been doing this, like 4 or 5 years. I'm not sure how many of the kids actually went to Beachwood schools. They're like from all over Northeast Ohio. Like last night was Avon and Macedonia or Nordonia, Menor. There were kids from all over Northeast Ohio that received these scholarships because they write these essays about what it's like to have a parent who's a first responder, who's a police officer or a firefighter in the situation.
So you had a fundraiser last night then? Or
yeah, no, it's a scholarship dinner. It's not even a fundraiser.
And, gotcha.
You know, the restaurant we were at... they did a fantastic job last night. And what's amazing is you see these kids get up there, and I don't think, like, no, we always talk about first responders, and we talk about, you know, what they do for us and how they're there when we need them. But you don't ever really think about their kids.
No, that's a good point.
And the kids write essays to talk about their parents.
Oh, man.
And
I'm choking up, and I'm not
even. and it's just one of those events where, even if I have something on the schedule, I'm going to cancel it because I'm going to go do this thing.
Good for you.
And so it's just really eye-opening. And, you know, they were talking about Mental Health Awareness Month last night, too, that they were saying that, you know, the average person sees 2 really traumatic events in their entire life. A first responder sees 150. And, I mean, like, I don't know. The next time you see a first responder, you see somebody who's in that situation, it just opens your eyes. And I listen to these kids and their essays that they give, and they just talk about, you know, especially when times are a little crazy, and they're still crazy, and you, like, the way we treat police and fire or any first responder or paramedic or, you know, a military, just like, there are kids here too, you know, and I don't think we ever think about that, and it really opened my eyes.
That's first of all, wonderful and good for all of them, and especially the kids, right? I grew up on Long Island, you know, for my high school years.
Right.
And our community, West Islip, was loaded with New York City.
We had a couple kids at Kent that were from there.
We had New York City firemen and policemen.
Right.
And their families. And so I went to school with their sons and daughters. And so I had a firsthand kind of relationship with them. And then obviously we were living here, you know, when 9/11 happened. But our community was affected. I think there were 3 from West Islip where I grew up that died in the towers. But you know, every chance I can that when I see either a policeman or fireman just out socially in Westlake, I'll just make sure I say hi and thank you for your service because it's that, you know, when the fire is burning, they run toward it, not away from it.
Yeah, and I think the other part of this is for the kids. It's not like, Tom, your kids didn't say to you, man, I hope my dad doesn't get a splinter in his finger from writing with a pencil today or get carpal tunnel from typing today.
I hope he doesn't trip on somebody's helmet in the locker room. These kids don't know if mom or dad are going to come home at the end of the day.
Right. And
that's a lot to deal with.
That's like the gist of like this whole thing. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all those award winners last night that,
Congrats to all. Yeah,
it was really, really cool. And, you know, and it's not, I mean, obviously Beechwood 100 does this. I'd love to see every community in Northeast Ohio. Again, it's about giving money to the kids that are going to college. They're all high school seniors. And, I was really surprised at how many of, like, especially there were like, I think there were two out of the six that want to be nurses.
They
kind of want to give back as well. So, and one's going to Ohio State, just for you, just so you know that.
Go Bucks.
One of the saves.
All right, good, so, heartwarming stories. Good news. Yeah. I love good news.
Yeah, we don't do enough of that.
Yeah.
We don't. And I actually brought that up last night about how we would sit in the newsroom and we'd be like, oh, what death and destruction are we doing tonight? I'm like, isn't anybody doing good in any community? Isn't there? I mean, there's got to be one good politician out there, isn't there?
I like how NBC's Network News, by the way, ends every show with our last segment, yeah, which is finally some good news. And it's usually heartwarming, and I get a big lump in my throat, and like, it makes you feel good, makes you feel alive.
I don't know if you remember this, but TBS used to do a show. Bill Tush was the guy that, because I used to laugh. I'd be like, what's this guy's name? And it was on Sunday mornings. It was a half hour.
Right.
And it was called Good News. And of course, it didn't make it because the ratings were horrible. The good news was everyone wants to see bad news.
That's why I like CBS Sunday morning show too, well, by the way, because that's always, you know, a little bit of nature, a little bit of everything.
It's the best.
Some art and culture.
Some of the best videographer pieces ever see in your life. And so, yeah, it's weird how life changed. When I was a kid, we'd watch 60 Minutes, and now I'd rather watch CBS Sunday morning.
Bill Tush.
With a cup of coffee. Going back to the Browns. So,
yeah.
Somebody texted me right after the draft, and they're like, 4.5 wins. That's what Vegas thinks team is. And I wanted to argue, but I can't. I can't, knowing that they've got to play Cincinnati. They got to play Baltimore and Pittsburgh twice.
Yeah.
And I mean, since the beginning of time, we all know that that's the beginning. That's the core. And how you do against them, you know, expands into what you do against everybody else. But does that sound right?
Yeah, yes and no. I'll tell you what, Andy, I still revert back to, in my mind, they were not a 3-14 team last year, right? The roster doesn't say 3-14. They've got some good players on this roster still. And I know
6 points per game the last three games, that's the average.
Well,
six.
The quarterback situation, it's what you got to fix, which is why they're doing what they're trying to do. So, you know, I get that Vegas doesn't, you know, speak highly of them right now. But let's give it a chance to breathe here. We didn't see some of these 10-win seasons that we've had, and I know that's it's on one hand, you can count them, but, you know, we didn't see a lot of this stuff coming, so you never know, right? Things happen.
I do like what they did, and if you would have told me they're going to draft two quarterbacks and two running backs, I would have been like, what? Because it doesn't happen. The other thing, Jeff did a little research, and then I went back in and looked at a little bit more, that if you go back and look at since they've gone to the 7-round draft, 11 times they've had someone draft two quarterbacks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But if you look at those 11 times, only one team has made it to the playoffs that first year.
Do you remember who it was?
It was Washington.
Okay. With
RG3.
Okay.
Remember they drafted two quarterbacks that year. And so, so you look at that, but that's the
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
One time, but also the Browns were when they took Gabriel, that was the latest anyone had taken the first quarterback.
Right.
And when they took Sanders, That was the earliest they'd ever taken the second quarterback. It just doesn't happen.
I know. But when, listen, it's the Browns, right? It's the quarterbacks. It's been the quarterbacks. It's the history of the Browns. We're going to look back on this and say, remember when they had five in the quarterback room to start the year and Shedeur Sanders won the starting job or whatever? I mean, it, you know, things are going to happen.
The T-shirt now shouldn't look like somebody who's got tape on the back of it. It should look like a concert shirt, right?
Every name is a concert shirt now. Like the dates you're saying.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Oh, boy.
There's a T-shirt company that just said, oh, my God, let's do that. Let's go put all the names of the starting
just
quarterbacks.
Just one. There's about six of them are going out right
down
now.
To the patent office.
The quarterback tour, right? Isn't that what it is?
I like it.
You know, and then you put the names, the different names of the stadium since.
I think, again, I think as Browns fans, you've got to put your trust in Stefanski and Reese and hope that they can. Listen, 2 years ago, they started PJ Walker and won a game. I mean, strange things happen in that league, right? You know, you're going to make some, you've made some improvements on defense. You know, Garrett's back, got to fix the linebackers. I still think there could be some moves in that secondary before all is said and done in this offseason, right? You know, you hope you can find a playmaker too. I tell you what, let's talk Buckeyes for 1 second. I thought the Judkins pick was a really nice one. I was like, when people asked me what I thought they should do with 33 or 36, I had either Henderson or Judkins or both. And they end up taking two running backs. And so we'll see what happens there. But I, you know, I think
it was a toss up though. You watch Ohio State the same way I do. Like we're fine tooth comb on these games and I'm watching. And I liked Henderson just a little bit more as a receiver too.
Same
that was
here.
The only, but the margin of error is minuscule. And if you go back and think about how many times Judkins was able to hit the line and explode.
Well, there you go.
That's why you can't, you look at both of those and you're like, they can't go wrong either way.
And I love Trevion, but let's be honest, you know, just like J.K. Dobbins, he's had an injury filled past, right? And I think having Judkins on the team this year allowed them to use Henderson in ways where he was not going to be the bell cow, if you will, and the carries were going to accumulate and you start to risk injury. So, you know, they were a great 1-2 punch. And I think the Browns got a good one in Judkins. And I don't know if you saw the video of him yesterday working out, the footwork?
No.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, really?
You got to take a look
at that. I'll go back to that. All right. So I also wanted, if we're going to go to Ohio State, I want to do the Will Howard thing here because I don't know what more, like, I think the arm strength thing in the beginning of the season, I questioned it and I wondered, well, is his arm strength really that? As the season went on, I let it go. And I forgot. Now, granted, he had probably the best player in college football in a receiver.
Didn't hurt.
So
the second best wide receiver as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, and think about the receivers that Ohio State's had over the last 6 years.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's substitution for understanding the pressure of beating four top 10 teams to win a national championship in front of NFL-type crowds, even with a little bit more zest than any given Sunday.
You just stole my thunder. That's exactly what I was going to say. I thought his poise in the playoffs was remarkable. And Andy, you know, in watching them all year, I mean, there were one or two throws every game where you're like, oh, Will, what are you doing?
Right.
You didn't see that in December and in January, right? He was pinpoint accurate. I love the fire that he played with. He obviously handled himself well. That's a tough, you know, to your point, high-pressure situation, and he came through about as well as you could ever imagine.
The key points on Howard, one, was the way they lost to Oregon. He wasn't going to let that happen again. If you, I know no one would ever do this, but go back and listen to his press conference after they lost to Oregon at Oregon. And he walked out of there knowing, like, he shouldered all the blame for that last play. Was it all his fault? But he took it. And he wanted to learn and get better from that play. But there was no better comeback story.
That's a great call.
Than the worst loss in Ohio State that I can remember since Sean Springs slipped against Michigan.
I maintain that without those two losses, they do not win a national title. It is what drove them to a national title. And I will say as well, I think Howard was, if not concussed, he was dinged in that Michigan game, which changed their strategy. And let's be honest, I know everybody talks about that game. Mm-hmm. They make one of the two field goals, they win 13-10. So,
right.
You know, but again, I don't think they have the motivation necessarily then to win a national title.
I don't know why, but as time has gone by and some, I mean, like at one point, I'm not too, I mean, I was right in the middle of it. Like I hosted John Cooper show every once in a while when Crawford or Gleason, Jay Crawford is at Channel 3 right now, when those guys were out and somebody had to fill in, I got to fill in on some of those shows. And like I was right in the middle of it. And as I've kind of gotten older and walked away from it and had nephews, one go to Ohio State, one go to Michigan, I've more respected the series. Of course, I want Ohio State to win every year.
Yeah.
But I always respected the fact that you wanted, but prior to the current setup, you wanted Michigan to win every game because you wanted them to be undefeated when they played Ohio State.
100%.
And the fact that Ohio State was able to go win a national championship last year and have that mark of Michigan beating them at the end of the year, it only adds to the greatest rivalry in sports.
Well, yeah, and to do it a year after Michigan wins it, right?
Yeah.
Ty Streets, was that his name?
Yeah.
You just haunted me with that Sean Springs.
Tim Biak, yeah.
That's one of the worst losses in our lifetimes. That was a bad one.
I just remember Sean after the game sitting in that, and I don't know if you remember, did you ever cover the press conferences were in?
They were
in an old classroom.
Yeah.
And it was 900 degrees in there, and I remember waiting to talk to Sean after the game, and there were like 100 of us standing around there, and he just kept putting his head down. He goes, I feel bad for the seniors. And I was just like, okay. And then he didn't come back the next year. And I was like, now I get it. Now with the perspective of age and understanding why he left, I get it. But
think of how good that team was. Orlando Pace, Eddie George, Terry Glenn.
Hoop had some guys.
Let's go.
All right, let's talk Cavs when we come back. Tom Withers is in for Jeff Phelps. Dustin Dupiriak is going to join us. He is from the Indianapolis Star, and we are going to get and figure out every little matchup we need to know as we get set for Pacers-Cavs Game 1 on Sunday.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.